stories. Yes, it's time for bedtime stories. So I want you to relax, pull your bed cover on, rest your head on the pillow, and enjoy. Hello, children. It's really been a while here. I missed you guys. I don't know if you did, but I really, really missed you all. And it's so good to have you back. Now, we're still on the story of Esther. So let me really do a quick recap of the storyline. The story of Esther began when she became queen. Mordecai was Esther's uncle, and he served at the king's gate. Remember Haman? Haman was one of the most noble persons to the king, but he was a wicked man and requested that all the Jews be killed because Mordecai, who was a Jew, refused to bow to him. This made the Jews and Esther to fast for 3 days. And after the fast, Esther decided to approach the king to save her people, the Jews. Even though it was unlawful for anyone to go to the king without being called by the king, anyone who does that stands the risk of being killed. Esther took that risk. So the story continues. When Esther got into the king's court, she obtained favor in the king's sight. The king stretched forth his scepter, and that was a symbol of acceptance. Esther boldly walked towards the scepter and touched the tip of the king's scepter, bowing and giving obeisance to the king. The king asked Esther, "My queen, what do you want? Ask me, and I'll give it to you, even if it means the half of my kingdom." What a favor, children. Esther, that was so scared of being killed by the king if she wasn't called upon. But she decided to pray and went in confidence to the king. And the king is now asking her what she wants, even to the half of the kingdom. Ooh, Esther got the king's favor. If you were Esther, what would you ask for? I'm sure some of you may say, "My king, there is a wicked man, Haman. He wants to kill all the Jews. Please kill him and give me and Mordecai half of your kingdom." Is that not what you promised? Is that what you would say? But Esther was wise. She knew the king loved banqueting and wine, so she decided to first win the king's heart by preparing a banquet for him. Not just the king only, but Haman as well. Haman? That wicked man? Why would Esther invite Haman to the banquet? What for? Children, Esther is very clever. She doesn't want Haman to suspect anything about her plans so she can capture him fully. She invited the king and Haman to her banquet. At the banquet table, the king was pleased and he asked Esther again, "My queen, what exactly is your request? And I would give it to you, even to the half of my kingdom." Esther again requested that they come again for another banquet, just both of them. This time, Haman was feeling great with himself. As he was going home to break the wonderful news to his family and friends, he met Mordecai at the gate again. As usual, Mordecai refused to bow to him. Haman was angry again. He got home and invited his friends for a drink, talked about his achievements, and shared how the queen is giving him special treatment. But he also mentioned to them that all these good things he's receiving, it doesn't matter to him as long as Mordecai is still at that gate. Then his wife, who is as wicked as himself, advised that a gallows of 50 cubits high, a tall pole, should be made. And tomorrow, he should speak to the king for Mordecai to be hung upon it. But little did they know, something else was going on in the palace. That night, the king could not sleep. Something was bothering the king. He turned and turned and he couldn't just find sleep. He was bothered. What was that? What made the king not sleep in the night? The night before the second banquet that Esther was preparing. The night before Haman planned Mordecai to be hung on the gallows. I'll talk about it in next episode. Don't worry, it won't be long anymore. You'll have the story as soon as possible. Remain blessed, children. God is watching over you. And is Jesus your friend? If not, make him yours by simply asking him into your heart. He loves you dearly. Good night, children. God bless you.